Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from St. Mark chapter 16, our holy gospel for this Easter day. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. This is God's word. There are a lot of customs that many of us have with Easter. One that I was thrilled to see back this year is the men of the congregation coming together to put on a breakfast in between our two services. So thank you, men, for your service in providing a delicious meal. If you weren't here, you missed out. Better luck next year. There are certain hymns that we often associate with Easter. That first one, Jesus Christ is risen today, as the opening hymn on Easter day. That's custom. That's what we expect. Now, having grown up here at our Redeemer, I did not associate that last hymn we just sang with Easter, because it doesn't sound Easter-y. It's not bright and joyful and cheerful. It's almost dark and bold. It's more Good Friday than Easter by the sound of it. I told Bruce, our organist, between services that it's more Emperor Palpatine and the Imperial March than it is joyful celebration on Easter. If you have a problem with the hymn, take it up with Martin Luther himself. It's his hymn. And in glory, one day you can ask him why he wrote it that way. I think I have an idea, though. It is a bold, powerful, strong hymn. Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands, but Jesus is the one who breaks the bands of death. He is, like the kings of old, the one who goes before his people. As the true king, risen and reigning at his Father's right hand, he is like the king dressed in full plate armor with sword in his hand and his standard going before him, going before the people of God to slay their enemies. What a bold, strong image. That Christ our King goes before our enemies on our behalf. He slays our enemies, but not any old enemies of flesh and blood. He slays the enemies of sin, death, and Satan himself. He goes before us into the battle as our champion, our victor, our king. The women who went to the empty tomb expected to find death. They expected to anoint the body of Jesus as it lay in repose in its tomb, wondering how they would ever roll away the stone that sat in its entrance. But to their surprise, when they arrived there, the stone, very large, had already been rolled away, and he who was dead was no longer there. And the young man, probably an angel, says to the women, "He is not here. He goes before you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Jesus, taking up his cross, went into death, there going before us to endure the judgment, the punishment of sin, the wrath of God upon himself, going before us so that we would not endure that judgment ourselves. He goes to the tomb where dead bodies go. And the women go there expecting to find death. But he has gone before them from the tomb into Galilee. Jesus, your King, your Passover Lamb, as Paul calls him in our epistle today, goes before you into death and into life. The Passover was the last of the plagues in Egypt when Israel were slaves many, many years before Jesus came. Slaves in Egypt, and the deliverer Moses was sent to them to lead them out of their bondage by God. The last of the plagues was that the firstborn of every household in Egypt should die. God's own angel of death would pass through the land and take the firstborn in every home. But in order that the people of Israel would have their homes spared, they were commanded to sacrifice a lamb, a year old, without blemish. They were to take its blood and place it on the doorposts and the lintel of their homes. And the angel of death would pass over them. It was the blood of the lamb that went before the people of Israel. That sacrifice offered before death came their way. That sacrifice which kept death from invading their lives and homes. And as Paul reminds us today, Jesus is our Passover lamb, the one sacrifice who gives his life so that death would pass over us. By his blood, we are marked, we are safe. He goes before us into death so that death would lose its power over us. He goes before you. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. That scenario terrified the women. We read in our gospel that they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And who can blame them? You expect the dead to be where the dead are placed, in their tombs. But Jesus goes before us. He goes into death to free us from death. He comes out of death back into life so that after him we might live as well. He's that kind of King who goes before us to the cross, to the grave, to resurrection, to the Father's right hand. So that would be the place where we are all led one day, going before us to destroy our enemies. I want to call to your attention another hymn, one that we are not singing today. 2 weeks ago was St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick was a real person. He was not Irish himself. He was a missionary to Ireland. One of his hymns is found in our hymnal. It's called "I Bind Unto Myself Today." It's number 604 if you want to look. But the verse I want to share is not included. That hymn is often referred to as St. Patrick's breastplate. Think of a breastplate being that piece of armor that guards your heart from being pierced by something fatal. And it's said that St. Patrick wrote this hymn while he was surrounded by enemies lying in ambush, waiting to overtake him. He wrote, "Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ at my right, Christ at my left, Christ in the fort, Christ in the chariot seat, Christ in the mighty stern. Christ all around you, before you, behind you, above you, below you, on every side, in every place. Your enemies are defeated because Christ is that kind of king who covers you with his blood so that no matter on which side the enemies of sin, death, and the devil come, they are already vanquished. Those enemies take all sorts of different forms, and they vary from one life to the next. The way sin, death, and the devil assault me are probably not the same way they're assaulting you. We don't all face the same temptations. We don't all struggle with the same guilt. We don't all have the same obstacles in our paths. But they're all born of a common enemy. Jesus, the Passover lamb, has been sacrificed, and he goes before you. As you face those enemies of sin, death, and the devil day in and day out, don't ever forget they are enemies that have already been defeated. Jesus, the mighty king, breaks death's strong bands. He shows his might, his power, his glory over every foe, of yours. One last hymn I'll bring up, one I think everyone knows. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Perhaps the better image would be marching as to war with Jesus himself going before. The conqueror over sin, death, and the devil. The one that death's strong bands could not hold. The one who conquers every enemy and does it for you. He, Christ, is risen. He is risen indeed. May God fill our hearts and our mouths with songs of Alleluia on this day and always for every Easter. May that be the custom that survives not just throughout this life, but into eternity, that we, God's people, would sing our Alleluias and praise our risen King for all eternity. God put his Spirit within you to join the shouts of Alleluia now and in every season for all time and into eternity. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We continue our service with our offertory found on page 192 of your hymnal. Please stand.